It's Jared and Katie in the morning on the number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL. If you're ever injured on the job, contact Lisa Lanier. She's the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. Call her right away. Don't wait. 1-888-CONSULT or simply go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. She has offices statewide. All right. Well, this Arizona law, every time you turn on the TV,
it was everywhere.
You're watching like Nick Jr. and it's on there. I mean, this is everywhere.
It's crazy. And we didn't really know. We were like, why is everybody talking about this? And so yesterday, Jared and I kind of got to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. And turns out it wasn't exactly the way we thought.
The way it's being portrayed
right.
in the media.
It wasn't exactly that way.
So we want to see how it affects you and I here right in the triad. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
We are doing great.
So can you briefly summarize the Arizona law?
Absolutely. So what happened was there was a case in New Mexico where a photographer refused to take photographs for a gay couple having a same-sex marriage, and that case ended up going to the New Mexico Supreme Court, and the court ruled against the photographer and said you cannot do that. And so then what happened in reaction to that was that the Arizona legislators decided, hey, we don't want that here, so we're going to craft a law designed specifically for that situation. But they did not mention same-sex situations. They didn't mention anything about gay and lesbian people. Instead, what they said was that basically businesses could deny service to anyone where providing that service would violate a genuine religious belief. And so it didn't apply at all necessarily to gays and lesbians, even though that was the target.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been really a wild ride in Arizona about this, because it turned out, and it was just vetoed yesterday by the
right.
governor, but it turned out that even some of the Republican legislators who sponsored the bill changed their mind about it when there was all this public outcry about it. Big companies came down against it, Apple, American Airlines. Even the Chamber of Commerce, the statewide organization in Arizona that represents the Chamber of Commerce, came down against it because it was thought to be really bad for business in Arizona. And I believe it would have been ruled unconstitutional had it gone through, had it not been for the veto, because it was very, very broad, and it opened the door to discrimination not just against gays and lesbians, but against maybe, say, you know, if you didn't, like, unwed mothers or mm-hmm. interracial relationships or things that some people claim they have a religious intolerance for, then it could open a Pandora's box for widespread discrimination.
Okay.
And don't you think, Lisa, that it's kind of like also, I mean, if you think about it, it's businesses shooting themselves in the foot, taking money out of their own pockets.
Completely. Absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
you know, there are all kinds of studies that show that gay and lesbian people, because, you know, they tend not to have children, although more and more are having children. They tend to
right.
have more disposable income.
Uh-huh.
They tend to travel more.
Right.
And so, yeah, absolutely. When you see these kind of very sort of targeted anti-gay laws come along, the first thing you see is businesses get up in arms about it. You know, most businesses, because and like the Chamber of Commerce, because they say, hey, you know, you're giving us a bad reputation. Arizona already lost, I think it was the Super Bowl one year, several years ago, because they refused to honor the federal Martin Luther King Day.
That's right. Yeah. And the NFL.
You know, it's bad. These things are bad for business.
Right.
So I think if you're a business owner like I am, you know, you kind of have to serve lots of different people that you don't necessarily agree with.
Right.
In fact, I think we should have a law that we don't have to serve assholes. You know, I think that's because.
Oh, by the way, you can't say that.
Sorry.
I dumped it out, but yeah.
That's okay. I liked it. I support you.
I think you can say it on our sister station, but not on this one.
I like that. So passionate.
I mean, you know, because that's where the real problem lies, I think, is all these, you know, the people that you have to deal with that are just butts every
right.
day of their life.
Uh-huh,
you know?
There you go. There you go. And, you know, this might be, I don't know if this is like controversial for me to say, but what in the hell ever happened to somebody saying, no, thank you, I'm not interested in this opportunity? Why do you have to be like, I don't like the gays, I'm not taking your picture?
Right, or
why
I don't.
Why can't you just say, you know what, maybe this is, we don't fit? Why can't you just say
I'm booked.
That?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it could have just said, you know, I'm booked, my schedule's really not
yes.
good at this. Well, here's, you know, there was recently a case in another state that went to the Human Rights Commission in that state and got reversed, where a gay couple wanted a particular caterer.
Mm-hmm.
But then they ended up winning. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I would never go after a caterer and force them to cater my event, because you know that food's going to be full of loogies.
That's right.
Right.
It's going to be tampered
yeah,
with.
So, But it's, yeah, I mean, I think when you hold out a business to the public, you sort of have to take lots of different kinds of people. And, you know, if you're not up for that, then there are probably communes for people that just want to deal with their own kind of people.
Well, yeah. Well, my question is this, though. I was under the impression in North Carolina that any business can refuse service to anyone based for any reason. Am I totally wrong about that?
Well, you're wrong in terms of, you know, there are protected classes that our Constitution, particularly race, gender, that sort of thing, religion. So if you're a business, you cannot say, you know, I mean, like think about the Woolworths case and that sort of thing. You can't say, I'm not going to serve you because you're black. I'm not going to serve you because you're Muslim. You can't do that. And what's happening is, you know, there's a huge trend nationally. I think 17 states now allow same-sex marriage. About 30 have anti-same-sex marriage laws, but those are being challenged, and those laws are falling by the wayside as those challenges are mounted, because now they're starting to say that marriage is a fundamental right and that it violates equal protection to deny that. And so, you know, you're starting to see, even though in North Carolina, you know, we have the marriage ban, and, you know, if it's challenged and challenged well, I think it could fall.
That's another interesting point, and this is a side note, just want to get your thoughts on this. How do you feel, you know, because states can do different things. Like Colorado, they legalized marijuana. The people voted for it. They wanted it, and so they got it.
Mm-hmm.
And the state, the people in that state decided they wanted that. But how do you feel when a state decides something?
Everybody's voting.
Everyone has the chance to vote. And let's say they vote, and they say, we don't want same-sex marriage. Or let's say they do want same-sex marriage,
uh-huh.
And then a judge comes out and goes against the millions of people that voted and to say, no, I'm going to reverse this. I mean, that's a lot of power for one person.
It is, but, you know, at the end of it, what really should be controlling is the Constitution. And you know, even if you get millions or thousands of people who believe a certain way, if it's unconstitutional, then the judge has to follow, but not popular consensus, but the Constitution. And that's why, you know, I mean, and years ago, these same arguments were used to prohibit, you know, blacks and whites from intermarrying, or to prohibit, you know, black people from accessing certain services and that sort of thing. And they said it was, you know, it was against their religion. That's why, you know, whites said it was against their religion to eat at the same lunch counter as blacks, or it was against their religion to allow intermarriage. And so, you know, even though that was the popular consensus belief, it was ultimately held to be unconstitutional.
Mm.
Yeah, it seems that people eventually come around to different things. But yeah,
sure.
It's interesting. All this stuff is pretty fascinating. So as a business in North Carolina, or as a citizen, no one can deny you service. I guess they could do it as long as they didn't say the reason why. Like, let's say you have some racist person and they don't like Hispanics or black people. They could deny you service as long as they don't say, I'm doing this because you're Hispanic.
Right, but then what ends up happening sometimes is then if you start to see a pattern where
only white people eat there.
Only white people are eating there, and you see that, you know, Hispanics are turned away time and time again, then it's still possible that a Hispanic person could challenge that business and say, look, this was your reason was not your real reason. And if that's the case, they could still go after that person. But, yeah, you just, if you're a business owner, you have to be careful not to discriminate against people based on a protected class. And the current state of the law in North Carolina is it is okay to discriminate against gays and lesbians. That's still the state of the law in North Carolina. So in North Carolina, it's really just the big historical protected classes like race and gender and that sort of thing that can get you in trouble.
So in North Carolina, if a gay couple came to you, I know you can't get married, gay people can't get married here, but if they came to you and said, we're doing our own ceremony or whatever the case may be, we want you to be our photographer, they could say, no, we don't believe in that, and they can't be sued.
Well, you can be sued, but right now the current state of the law is that the photographer would win in North Carolina.
I see.
That's the current state of the law in North Carolina. But just like in New Mexico, there are challenges that are coming every day now to these kinds of behaviors. And now it's kind of the tide has sort of shifted, and the courts are saying, wait a minute, you know, that you're violating the Equal Protection Clause, you're violating due process for these folks, and you can't do that.
So I see.
Right now, the current state of the law is you're okay in North Carolina to discriminate against gays and lesbians, but at any time, that pendulum could swing against you, and you could be that one business that gets sued, and it goes the other way.
So, Lisa, based on our conversation, is this going to be the end of no shoes, no shirt, no service? Because I feel like that's discriminating.
You know?
A little bit.
Not a protected class.
A little bit.
You know, I guess what would that be like, the Bubbas, right, or something?
I guess.
Like, you
know,
discriminating against the Bubbas. Yeah, no, I think that'll stick around for a while. Because I think, and plus there are hygiene reasons for that.
But I hate wearing shoes.
That's true. She's a hippie at heart.
I need to know where I'm covered.
Yeah, no, I think, so it's, oh, hippie, not just bubbas. Yeah, hippies and bubbas. Well,
yeah,
sometimes
hippies.
They fall into the same class, too. But, yeah, no, I think because, you know, we don't want your toe fungus and whatever. So
your hairy armpits.
So, hey.
So not yours, just in general.
I think that you're still going to have to wear shoes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you,
Lisa,
for clearing up a very controversial potential law, but has been vetoed by the governor in Arizona. And as always, Lisa Lanier, we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too.
Again, if you're ever injured on the job, contact Lisa right away. 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. And by the way, we don't discriminate here.
No, we do not.